Maybe it's this. Maybe it's someone who writes a card to you and reaches out to you. That's a boat. That's the kingdom coming to you. Maybe it's a text you send to someone else to uplift them with an encouraging word. It's a boat. It's a sign. Maybe it's a word, just one word you hear at church that can lighten up your day and bring you encouragement. That's a word. Maybe it's a meal that you receive from someone at this church. Or how about this? Maybe you're the boat. Maybe you're the person to send an encouraging word that God is using you to someone else. Or maybe God is using you to make a meal for somebody else. Or maybe God is using you to write a text to someone else in the congregation. And you see, when all of this happens, it's like being out on the lake with boats going all over the place, crossing each other. It looks like chaos. It looks like trouble is happening at the church. But no, it's the kingdom of God and its power at work right in our sphere. And all of a sudden, those big, scary things like homelessness or world hunger, which are things we need to focus on, they become easier when we see God's work in our lives in little ways. We recognize the kingdom at work right in front of us. This teaching is all throughout the Bible. It's really simple, and all it is this. When we look inside ourselves and become self-reliant, or when we just look at our resources, what we have, we pile them up and say, this is how much I have, we will always say this, it's impossible. Pray that little prayer every day you wake up. Thy kingdom come. And when you pray that prayer, everything switches and becomes possible in Jesus, in his kingdom. Let's pray about that now, and then we'll head to a time of prayer. We pray. Dear Lord, today we admit that sometimes we just operate not so spiritually. We kind of operate by just looking within ourselves or maybe just counting our resources. We just depend upon our own power, our own strength. Lord, send your Holy Spirit to jolt us so that we can be people that pray, thy kingdom come. Lord, I pray for each person here that they would see the many boats that you send to save them, to encourage them, to draw them closer to you. May we be a church that has messages to one another that are uplifting so that we can see the kingdom at work here. We pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. We're now going to continue in our worship service, having heard the word, with a time of prayers for the church. And if you do have a prayer for the church, know that you can do that a couple ways. You can write the office here at Peace, or you can text. And so right before the church service, I got a text from someone that had a prayer request. I'll share it with you here. Dixie Crawford, she's one of our homebound members. Sue just texted me before service. She had a fall, and she's being looked at in Good Samaritan. So I share that with the congregation with permission from Sue. But we want to uplift that concern. It does sound somewhat serious. So let us rise for the prayers of the church.